U.S. troops on the move. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. 2,000 troops being ordered to Europe. 1,000 others already there, taking up new positions.
More than 3,000 U.S. troops to Germany, Poland, and Romania after talks between Washington and Moscow failed to ease tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The U.S. is sending 1,700 troops from the 82nd Airborne to Poland, 300 from the 18th Airborne Corps to Germany, and a 1,000-person-strong armored unit is being transferred from Germany to Romania.
Fox's Kevin Cork reports the orders come as satellite imagery seems to show Russian forces near Ukraine's border appear to be at an increased level of readiness. Republican Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer tells Fox News President Biden should have been tougher sooner.
Well, I'm sorry that we didn't see sanctions put in place earlier directly on Putin, on his financial institutions that could have slowed this down, could have stopped it. Mm-hmm. The troops that are going over, they are going because of our commitment to NATO.
At the same time, the Pentagon says about 3,300 Army soldiers are about to be discharged for refusing the coronavirus vaccine. President Biden will visit New York City Thursday to discuss rising crime. He'll meet with Mayor Eric Adams, who wants federal help in getting illegal guns off the streets. There's been a reported mass shooting in Oroville, California, north of Sacramento, where the mayor says 5 people have been shot and wounded outside a gas station. Shots also fired inside a Walmart. A suspect has been arrested. As a big winter storm continues to move eastward across the country,
the system moved across the central U.S. and dropped several inches of snow over parts of Missouri and Michigan, creating dangerous travel conditions. People in these states could see more than a foot of snow by the end of the storm.
That's Fox's Robert Ray in Columbus, Ohio. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New York saying its final goodbye Wednesday to another murdered police officer.
At New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral, a farewell to Officer Wilbert Mora, the second NYPD officer to die from gunshots from a domestic violence suspect. Both the 27-year-old Mora and his partner, Jason Rivera, were gunned down in a Manhattan apartment building, another example of rising violence in New York City, directed often at police.
And every day that I walk the streets of New York, the people of this city reminds me, support our police and let them know we appreciate them.
New York's new mayor, Eric Adams, like his partner, Mora, is now posthumously promoted to detective. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A former U.S. Navy captain has pleaded guilty to bribery for accepting nearly $68,000 worth of dinners, hotels, parties, and prostitutes from a Malaysian defense contractor. Prosecutors say that Donald Hornbeck is one of 33 naval officers and defense contractors charged in a massive fraud and bribery scheme involving the Navy's 7th Fleet. A colorful suspect in last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty to federal charges.
Aaron Mostofsky, who referred to himself as Caveman, was seen inside the Capitol wearing a fur costume. He was also sporting a bulletproof police vest. He's now admitting to stealing during the mayhem. Mostofsky also happens to be the son of a New York City judge. The 35-year-old has pleaded guilty to civil disorder, theft of government property, and entering a restricted building. He faces 12 to 18 months in prison when he's sentenced in May. More than 730 people have been charged with federal crimes relating to the Capitol riot, but Mostofsky is one of just a handful to be charged with felonies. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Hall of Fame NBA coach Bill Fitch has died. He'd coached the Cavaliers, Celtics, Rockets, and Nets in a coaching career that spanned more than two decades. Coach Bill Fitch was 89. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.